It was too loud. I'm very happy to be here this morning. If you recall, last time I spoke here, it was over a year ago. This time, there will be no strange haircuts. No. No growing out the mustache.
Okay.
Just very normal today. Looking at the title, it says the power of God's word, using God's word and memorization. And I do want to split it up into a few parts where I'm going to look into God's word. Then I want to talk about memorization and give some advice. But then I also want to leave some time and try it too and actually practice. So kind of like a little mini workshop at the end where everyone can interact and do it also. Okay, first let's start with a word of prayer. Please bow your heads. Dear Lord, thank you for this time to be together here with brothers and sisters. Lord, we know when we are gathered that your Spirit is here, Lord, and we are thankful for that. Lord, please open our minds and open our ears and open our hearts to receive your word this morning. And we thank you for being our God. May we worship you and honor you this morning. Pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good.
I want you to think of a time or a way how the Bible or something in the Bible has inspired you.
我想让大家来想一下，在你的生活经历里面，什么时候神的话语真的让你有感动、有激励？
Maybe think of a verse that's your favorite verse or a verse you really hold on to.
大家想一想自己有没有特别喜爱的圣经的话语。
I can think of some popular ones.
我可以想到很多非常 大家都熟悉的一些圣经的章节。
For example, from Philippians, I can do all things through him who gives me strength.
比如说像腓立比书里面说，靠着赐我们力量的神，我什么都能做。
Psalm 23, it starts with, the Lord is my shepherd.
像 诗篇第23章, 耶和华是我的牧者。
In Proverbs, trust in the Lord with all your heart.
比如说在箴言里面，用你的全心来信靠你的神。
Or in Mark chapter 10, all things are possible with God.
比如说在 马可福音里面，如果靠着神，凡事都能。
These are some things that you've probably heard before. Maybe you've seen them written on a poster or on a card.
这些章节我们经常会看到，有可能在墙上面贴着，在 一些很多的布告栏里面，你都会看得到。
And there's a reason for that. It speaks to people. It gives them inspiration.
这些话语为什么那么能激励我？ 激励我们其中自有它的道理。
But I also want you to think about, or what I also mean, is parts of the Bible that are not just one line.
我也想让大家来思想，很多神的话语并不是那么简单的一句话。
Not just a catchphrase, not just something, you know, said shortly.
并不是一些话语你一下子就能想得出，一下子一口就能说得出来的。
When I was a kid, one of my favorite movie stars was Arnold Schwarzenegger, the big guy.
当我是一个孩子的时候，我最崇拜的一个影星是 斯瓦辛格。
He was really strong, and he, you know, talked like funny,
funny voice.
他长得非常的高大, 但是他说起话来是非常的幽默。
And he was famous for his one-liners.
他的话很多就是一句很直接的一句话。
Really, people just remember him because he was really big and he said funny things with a few words. That's it.
所以说这是一个很大的反差, 一个非常强壮的一个人, 但是他非常的幽默。
And what I'm talking about is that the power behind the Bible is more than just these one-liners.
所以我想跟大家分享的就是说, 圣经的力量, 神话语的力量, 并不是那么简短的一两句话。
The Bible has a larger message, has an overall theme.
所以说圣经它有一个非常明确的主题, 并且它向我们给我们显示的是一个很庞大的
There's a purpose. There's a purpose to why it was written.
神为什么让我们有这本圣经, 它有一个很明确的目的。
It can be interpreted, it can be relevant to your life.
不仅我们能够明白它的意思, 并且这些意义在我们的生命里面, 在我们每天的生活里面, 都有它的作用, 有它的意义。
For example, several weeks ago, the English ministry, we went on a retreat.
我举个例子, 几个礼拜以前, 我们英文堂去一个, 退休会。
And a pastor there, a pastor Jimmy, he spoke of the meaning of salvation. Talked about how to be saved, how to be confident that you are saved.
他跟我们分享我们怎么能够被神来拯救, 并且我们怎么对我们被拯救这个事实会有信心。
Why we need salvation and how to have assurance of your salvation.
我们为什么需要救恩, 我们为什么能有对救恩有确信。
That's the main message of that retreat.
这是我们这次退休会的主题。
That's one of the central lessons of the Bible.
这也是圣经一个非常重要的一个主题。
To understand the human condition and to understand why we need to be saved and that we have salvation through Jesus Christ.
让我们能看到我们现在的现状, 让我们看到我们为什么需要救赎, 我们为什么需要主耶稣基督。
And of course, at that retreat, we did not only look at one verse at a time, we looked at many passages as a whole.
在这次退休会里面, 我们所读的并不是几个简短的圣经的经句, 而是很多大篇幅的章节。
And if you talk to some of our brothers and sisters who went on the retreat, they will agree that it was a meaningful and very powerful time where people's lives were changed.
如果你跟去退休会的一些年轻的弟兄姐妹交谈, 他们会告诉你, 他们的生命得到了改变。
So that's what I'm trying to say, that the Bible as a whole, there are many messages, verses that are singular also, but larger messages that can really change people's lives.
所以我想跟大家分享的就是圣经里面有很多非常重要的信息, 大篇幅的信息, 但是作为一个整体, 它能改变我们的生命。
I remember a video that Pastor Ken showed us.
我想到, Ken牧师给我们看的一段, 一段录像。
It was of a village somewhere in Asia, a very remote village.
那个录像是, 一个亚洲一个很偏远的地方的一个小村庄。
And the people did not know Jesus Christ. They did not know God.
在那个地方人们并不认识耶稣基督, 他们从来没有听到过福音。
And there were some missionaries who went there.
所以有一些宣教士, 他们来到了那个地方。
And after some time, they explained the gospel. It took some time, but they explained the gospel message to that village.
他们花了很多的精力, 向当地的村民来介绍福音到底是什么。
And in this video, it was a reenactment, but this is really what happened. In this video, once they understood the gospel message as a whole and what it meant for them, they celebrated. And it was loud, and they celebrated for, it was several hours.
在那篇, 影片里面, 当那些村民最终终于明白福音是什么的时候, 他们有一场欢庆。
And they were cheering, they were lifting people up and cheering. We thought they were fighting or something violent, but no, they were celebrating.
看到他们欢庆的场合, 你以为是有一个非常, 狂热的一个节日, 但是他们就是在欢庆, 他们已经接受了, 他们了解了福音。
So I think we all know and will agree that the Bible is life-changing.
我想我们在座的各位都会同意, 圣经会改变我们的生命。
There's a power in it, and we've seen it in our own lives, and you've seen it in the lives of the people around you.
圣经是有能力, 有力量的, 它不仅是改变了我们的生命, 也改变了我们周遭很多人的生命。
Let's look at a passage this morning, one of our main passages, Acts chapter 8.
我们来打开圣经，我们来打看看到啊《使徒行传》。
And we'll look at an example of this in chapter 8.
使徒行传第八章。
So Acts chapter 8, starting at verse 26.
第八章第二十六节。
Okay, now I'll read first in English. Now an angel of the Lord said to Philip, "Go south to the road, the desert road, that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza." So he started out, and on his way, he met an Ethiopian eunuch, an important official in charge of all the treasury of Candace, queen of the Ethiopians. This man had gone to Jerusalem to worship, and on his way home, was sitting in his chariot reading the book of Isaiah, the prophet. The Spirit told Philip, "Go to the chariot and stay near it." Then Philip ran up to the chariot and heard the man reading Isaiah, the prophet. "Do you understand what you're reading?" Philip asked. "How can I?" he said, "unless someone explains it to me." So he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. The eunuch was reading this passage of Scripture. "He was led like a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before the shearer is silent, so he did not open his mouth. In his humiliation, he was deprived of justice. Who can speak of his descendants? For his life was taken from the earth." The eunuch asked Philip, "Tell me, please, who is the prophet talking about, himself or someone else?" Then Philip began with the very passage of Scripture and told him the good news about Jesus. We'll stop there for now.
好，我们来看第二十六节，第八章二十六节到三十五节，我们用中文来读。有主的一个使者对腓力说，起来向南走，往那从耶路撒冷下到加萨的路上去，那路是旷野。腓力就起身去了，不料有一个埃提阿伯人，是个有大能的太监，在埃提阿伯女王甘大基手下总管银库，他上耶路撒冷礼拜去了。现在回家，在车上坐着，念先知以赛亚的书。圣灵对腓力说，你去贴近那车走。腓力就跑到太监那里，听见他念先知以赛亚的书，便问他说，你所念的你明白吗？他说，没有人指教我，怎能明白呢？于是请腓力上车与他同坐。他所念的那段经说，他像羊被牵到宰杀之地，又像羊羔在剪毛的人手下无声，他也是这样不开口。他卑微的时候，人不按公义审判他，谁能述说他的世代？因为他的生命从地上夺去。太监对腓力说，请问先知说的话是指着谁？是指着自己呢，还是指着别人呢？腓力就开口从这经上起，对他传讲耶稣。
This is an example of how God's word is used, and how it is very powerful.
这是一个很好的例子，讲到神的话语是怎么样被使用，并且让我们看到神话语的力量。
If you look at the rest of the story, it's very clear that the eunuch believed this message and then even wanted to be baptized.
我们如果看这段圣经，我们知道那位太监他相信神的话，并且他愿意来受洗。
And some church scholars believe that then this Ethiopian eunuch returned home, and spread the gospel to his home country there as well.
所以很多历史学家、圣经学者就认为，这位埃塞俄比亚的太监，当他回到自己的故居的时候，他就把福音传开了。
So it's very clear here that they used scripture and God's word was able to change his life, and it was a very powerful experience.
所以这段圣经告诉我们，用神的话语和圣经是怎么样来影响改变人。
Of course, and when I say change his life, I don't just meanhe felt better, or he got a better job, or something like that. I mean, he gained salvation through the gospel of Jesus Christ.
当我说到改变人的生命、改变人的生活的时候，并不是指他现在对自己的感觉、自我感觉更良好，或者他找到一份很好的工作，而是讲到人他在神的里面，他得到了新的生命，他得救了。
But how did it get started?
但是这一切是怎么开始的？
So if you look, Philip was just walking around, and there was this Ethiopian.
我们可以想象一下， 当时腓力他在漫游，在走来走去，当时碰到一个埃塞俄比亚的太监。
And the Spirit said to Holy Spirit said to Philip, "Oh, just go over there."
但是这时候圣灵对腓力说，
"So
你到那个某一个特定的地方去。
It's a complete stranger. He doesn't know this guy.
他并不认识那位太监。
And he just stands right there, right next to him.
但是腓力就站在他旁边。
And he's not talking to him yet, but he's listening. What is he doing?Just listening.
腓力在那里，他也没跟那位太监说话，他只是在听太监在他在诵读什么。
And the key here, I think that the key here is that Philip immediately recognized this scripture.
对我来说，我觉得这里面的关键所在是腓力马上他就知道那位太监在读的是什么经文。
He could hear that the Ethiopian was reading Isaiah, and Philip knew it.
他马上就知道那位太监在诵读的经文是以赛亚书，腓力对这些经文都非常的熟悉。
So I think it's safe to say that if Philip didn't know this passage in Isaiah, the conversation may never have started, and he would have just stood there for no reason.
所以我们可以相信，我们可以想象，如果腓力对这个以赛亚书他不熟悉的话，他当时这段对话或者他们两人的这段。对话就不可能继续下去。
But he knew it, he recognized it, and he knew it well enough that he could now answer the Ethiopian's questions.
但是很显然，腓力他对以赛亚书非常的熟悉，所以他马上就能跟他对话，并且向他解释这段经文到底在讲些什么。
Through that, he was able to relate it to what he knew about Jesus Christ, and then teach this Ethiopian the gospel, and then he was saved.
并且通过以赛亚书他就向他来讲解耶稣基督，并且向他传讲福音，所以这位太监就得救了。
So a lot of times that is the power of God's word. That is how it's used. We look at something in the Old Testament, which is here. They didn't have the New Testament yet, but we look at something in the New Testament also, but also relate it to our lives.
所以通过这个故事，我们就看到神的话语是怎么样被应用，怎么样去改变人的生命的。
This happened a lot in the book of Acts. The disciples, the apostles, they use the scriptures this way.
如果我们来通读《使徒行传》，我们看到这样的例子，这样的故事发生了很多次。
Jesus himself, let's remember, Jesus himself, he knew the scriptures well also.
我们再回到耶稣基督身上，耶稣基督对圣经也是非常的熟悉。
Many times he taught in the synagogues and the temples. Many times he would just go around talking with people. And the Old Testament scriptures came up all the time.
在圣经里面我们看到很多的例子，耶稣基督在圣殿里面，他在讲解圣经，他跟别人在讨论圣经。
But let's look at a famous example in Matthew chapter 4.
我们看一个大家应该是非常熟悉的例子，是在马太福音第四章。
Okay, I think this is a passage a lot of people know. I won't read the whole thing, but we'll just look through it.
我相信大家很多的弟兄姐妹对这一段经文都是非常的熟悉。
So Matthew chapter 4, this is the beginning, and a lot of times it's titled The Temptation of Jesus.
马太福音第四章，它的标题是耶稣受试探。
So this is after Jesus was baptized and about to begin his ministry.
这是这个故事发生在耶稣基督受洗以后，在他即将开始传道之前。
And he was in the wilderness or in the desert fasting for 40 days, and the evil one comes to tempt him.
那时候他在旷野，他在禁食40天，在这40天的时候，魔鬼撒旦来到他面前。
And if you look each time, he's tempted 3 times. Each time, Jesus refers to the scripture or uses the scripture as an answer or as a way to help himself get out of this temptation.
魔鬼撒旦3次用不同的方式来试探耶稣基督，每一次耶稣基督都是用神的话语来回答，来抵挡魔鬼的试探。
So here, the evil one tempts him with power, tempts him with things like just worldly things like hunger, and Jesus is able to overcome it.
所以撒旦就用权势和当身体的需要食物来引诱耶稣基督，但是耶稣基督每次都是用神的话语作为回应。
So we can see that the scripture is powerful again.
所以通过这个例子，我们也可以看到神的话语是多么的有力、有能力。
But one thing interesting is if you look at the second temptation,
很有意思的，让我们来看第二次的试探。
Is that the enemy knows the scripture also?
我们发现魔鬼撒旦对圣经也是非常的熟悉。
So we'll just look at verse 5.
我们来看第五节，第四章第五节。
The devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. If you are the son of God, he said, throw yourself down. And then the evil one quotes a scripture here. For it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone.
第五节第六节。魔鬼就带他进了圣城，叫他站在殿顶上，对他说：“你若是神的儿子，可以跳下去。”下面魔鬼撒旦就引用圣经的话语，因为他魔鬼撒旦说：“因为经上记着说，主要为你吩咐他的使者，用手托着你，免得你的脚碰在石头上。”
So it's very clear that the devil knows the scriptures also.
所以魔鬼撒旦对圣经也是非常的熟悉。
And it kind of makes sense what he's saying too.
并且他说的话他引用的圣经好像是非常的合理。
But then of course, Jesus was able to overcome this temptation with a quote from the scripture as well.
然后耶稣基督是怎么回应的呢？他一样是用神的话语来作为回应。
So here we see it's important to understand the whole Bible message and not just little parts out of context.
所以通过这个例子让我们学到的功课是我们要来了解我们要来领会圣经这是作为一个整体而并不是把一两节圣经拿出来让它在一个隔离的环境上面来强解它的、
So it's good to know little verses here and there and to be inspired by them, that's good.
所以我们背诵一些、简短的圣经章节来激励我们是非常有意义的。
But it's important to know the Bible as a whole also.
但是更重要的是我们要知道圣经所要传讲的一个完整的信息。
So here you can see, if we look at what the devil said, just that part that he used, it could be misinterpreted.
所以就是这个例子就是告诉我们如果你把圣经的某一个章节抓出来隔离出来的话你有可能会曲解圣经的原意。
I remember also once, I think it was on the radio or something, someone quoted this scripture, not this part, but a different passage that was misused.
我记得有一次我在听收音机里面就有这样的一个例子。当时有某位先生他就用圣经里面的一个章节但是我觉得他一定是对这节
对圣经的曲解。Oh, look, you cannot trust Jesus because in the Bible he said, I am the Christ and will deceive many.
他说我用圣经的章节我来向你们证明你们不应该相信耶稣基督因为耶稣基督说我是救赎主我会来欺骗很多的人。
And the person was saying like, oh, that's why Jesus is bad.
所以他说圣经证明耶稣基督是不好的。
But of course, if you know this passage, that's not the meaning of the passage.
但是如果你看上下文那个圣经的上下文你就知道耶稣基督的意思并不是他真的是去欺骗很多人。
It's a passage recorded in the Gospels twice, and it's where Jesus is warning his disciples, be careful of false teachers and false Christs, who would say that they are the Christ.
如果你看上下文，你就知道耶稣基督说这段话的时候，他是说今后会出现一些假的教师，他们会来这样来说耶稣基督。来欺骗当事的人。
So it's the deceivers who cannot be trusted, not Jesus himself. That's what the passage is about.
所以耶稣基督说这段话的意思就是说，如果有人说这样的话，你们不能相信他们，而不是耶稣基督是不可信的。
But I'm sure that when this person said that on the radio, I think it was on the radio, that people listening who were not familiar with this would be like, oh, he's right, like.That's in the Bible. I can't believe it.
但是如果你对圣经并不熟悉，你在收音机里面听到这段信息，你有可能会认同，对，确实圣经是不可相信的，不可信的。
So we can see how words in general, and especially God's word, is powerful, and very meaningful, but also because of that, can be misused.
所以我们学到的功课就是神的话语非常有力量有能力但是它也可以被人曲解被人滥用
So as Christians, it's important to know it and to know the larger meaning of it and to use it correctly.
所以我们弟兄姐妹作为基督徒我们应该了解圣经一个完备的信息我们如何来使用神的话语。
Speaking of famous verses, I'm going to go over one that maybe you know. It's from 2 Timothy.
下面我要跟大家分享一节圣经大家都非常熟悉的是在提摩太后书
It's one of the references, I think it is in your bulletin there, 2 Timothy chapter 3.
在我们今天的布告栏的布告上面你会看到 那段圣经。
Verse 16 and 17.
第三章16到17节。
So 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 and 17.
提摩太后书第三章16到第17节。
All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work.
圣经都是神所默示的，与教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益的，叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
So all the scriptures is from God, and it's very useful, but to equip us the right way.
所以神圣经的话语都是从神来的，是有能力的，是来装备我们，为了在我们这过今每一天的生活。
I'm going to read one more passage, and you don't have to turn here, but just let me read one more passage from Psalm 119.
我现在来读一段圣经，大家不一定要翻圣经就听我读就行，是在诗篇119篇。
Psalm 119 is a very long psalm, it's the longest one.
如果大家对圣经比较熟悉的话，知道诗篇119篇是非常的长。
And if you read through it, it actually gets kind of repetitive.
如果你真的把它通读一遍，你会发现很多的经节好像都在重复。
It's broken into a lot of sections, and each section is about God's word, God's commands, God's laws.
它有很多的部分，这篇诗篇分成很多部分，每一个部分都是关于神的话语、神的律法。
I'm going to read one part here. It's Psalm 119. I'm going to read verse 57 to 60.
我会向大家读119篇。57 to 60.
You are my portion, Lord. I have promised to obey your words. I have sought your face with all my heart. Be gracious to me according to your promise. I have considered my ways and have turned my steps to your statutes. I will hasten and not delay to obey your commands.
第五十七节到六十节，耶和华是我的福分。我曾说我要遵守你的言语我一心求过你的恩愿你照你的话怜悯我我思想我所行的道就转步归向你的律法我急忙遵守你的命令并不迟延
So the psalmist here, the author of the psalm, is saying, Yes, God, your laws are important to me. Your commands they're wonderful. I will follow them.
所以诗篇的作者在说，是的，神，你的话语是对我来说是如此的重要，你的律法我一定会遵守。
And basically, the entire psalm is about that.
所以这个非常长的一篇诗篇，它整个的信息就是这句话。
So I think it's very clear. Yes, we should take joy in knowing God's word, and it is our life's purpose, and should be our desire to follow these words.
所以我们学习的功课是神的话语是能够让我们喜乐我们的生命就应该跟随神的脚步
But then an important question comes from this then
但是也有一个非常重要的问题我们可以看到
How can we do this if we don't know what they are?
如果我们对神的话语的意义对它的意思并不明白的话我们怎么能够来遵守怎么来能够来跟从神
How can we delight in God's laws and follow His commands if we don't know what they are?
如果我们对神的命令、神的律法并不熟悉、并不了解的话，我们怎么让能够在神的话语里面，我们能够来享受，我们能够来真的是生命更有福分。
So as followers of Christ, it's very important to know God's word, to know the commands and know the laws, so that we can rejoice in them and follow them.
所以我们的结论就是，我们一定要来了解、来熟悉、来明白神的话语。
One great way to do that is to memorize.
所以一个非常重要的方法来能够做到这一切，就是我们要来学会来背诵。
And when I say memorize it, I mean to know the meaning of the scripture, the reference and the context, and the words itself also.
我说我在跟大家说来熟记神的话语并不是只是每字每句的熟悉来记忆，我说的是不仅能够记住神的话语，并且能明白他的意思，在一个整体一个篇幅里面一个整体的结构底下来明白神的话语。
Now I know some people are very good at this already.
我相信很多弟兄姐妹已经是在这上面非常有造诣了。
And some of you think it's impossible.
还有一些弟兄姐妹会说
But I'm going to encourage you. I'm going to look at this together.
但是我们下面要做的事情就是我们一起来试着来做这件事情。
For me, I think I'm somewhere in the middle. I think I'm okay at memorizing some things, and it's something I've been trying the past maybe 5 or 6 years.
我自己的状况是我大概是在中间，我不是太差，大概也不是太好，我大概已经花了5-6年的时间在做这件事情。
Well, first, I think some people think you don't need to memorize things anymore.These days.
但是很多弟兄姐妹会给自己找一个非常好的借口，我不需要真的把圣经的章节能够记住。
Or memorize anything, because we have computers, we have mobile phones, we have portable electronics, and I'll just use that.
现在我们有手机，有电脑，我们一查，什么都查得出来了，不用让自己真的把这些东西记在自己的脑子里。
But here's some reasons why it's still important and useful to memorize things, particularly God's word.
但是现在我试图来说服你们，把神的话语记在自己的心里面还是非常重要的。
The most obvious thing is you might not always have your phone or computer available to you.
最明显的一个例子就是说，在某种状况底下，有可能你需要神的话语的时候，那时候你没有手机，也没有电脑。
I think a lot of times with everything, we rely on these things, and then one day there's no signal or there's no battery, or you go to a place where it's not allowed.
所以我想很多人都有这样的经历，当我们过多的去依赖手机依赖电脑的时候，如果没有信号的时候，你就会非常的怎么说呢，非常的 suffer， 非常的恐惧。
Also just knowing something from memory, even though a computer is really good, knowing something from memory is actually faster and more efficient than you know the
所以说如果你需要什么信息，如果你的脑子里面马上就反应过来，大概比你去在手机里面电脑里面去找这些信息有可能还会更加的便捷。
And what I found is also by memorizing certain things or passages that people recommend to me, when someone's speaking, I'm surprised at how much in common we know.
我的自己的一些经历就是说，如果我知道一些圣经章节，当跟有些弟兄姐妹交谈的时候，我们谈到这些圣经章节的时候，我就会发现我们的思维是能够那么好的。
Yeah, listening to other pastors, I was like, oh, I know that verse.
所以一看到如果一个牧师讲到那些章节，我就会马上反应过来，嘿，我知道这个章节。
And the last thing is.When you know something well and when you've memorized it, you can be seen as more knowledgeable, as more of an expert.
另外一个好处就是，如果你真的记住很多的章节的话，弟兄姐妹会觉得你真的是非常的有知识，你非常的属灵。
And this is not to show off, it's not to be prideful.
当然，我们这样做并不是让在弟兄姐妹显示我们是多么的属灵。
But it's to show that you're serious and that you have some command of it.
但是这表现出你对圣经的话语对神的话语是多么的有心多么的花功夫。
For example, in high school I teach chemistry.
比如说我在中学在高中里面我是教化学。
And in chemistry there's something that we always use, it's the periodic table of elements, a big chart.
我们学过化学的人大概还记得那个元素周期表，一个很大的一张表格，100多个元素。
And they it's on the wall, and the students always have it in their notes. It's right there.
所以在化学课上面，墙上面就有一个很大的元素周期表，每个学生手里面有一张纸，一个元素。
And I always tell them you don't have to memorize it.
我会告诉我的学生，你不用记住元素周期表。
But I've memorized a lot of it.
但是作为老师，我能记住。
And some of my best students have memorized a lot of it also.
还有很多比较优秀的学生，他们能记住很大一部分。
And sometimes in a lesson, we'll be talking about some elements that we need to use, and I'll say, oh, this is the symbol, this is the number, this is the mass, this is where it is, without looking at it, and I'll just say it.
当我在讲课的时候，有时候讲到某些元素的时候，我不用看那张表，我就会告诉他们这个元素是在哪里，它的分子它的原子量是多少，等等等等的信息。
Okay, and Justin, don't test me later. Okay, but when I just say, oh, sorry, when I just say all the elements and I say exactly where they are, the kids are amazed and they think I'm really smart.
作为一个老师，当我在讲的时候，我不用看那张表，我就知道那个元素在哪里的时候，那些学生们就对我非常的崇拜。
And it does give me a little more authority over them. It shows that, yes, I have a command of this thing, chemistry, that I'm teaching you.
所以学生对我也会比较尊敬，他会相信，就是说会相信我真的是懂这些知识，他们愿意来听从我。
And related to the Bible, a lot of times, students here, some of the kids in the youth group, they'll be asking me questions.
如果我们回到圣经，在教会里面，如果一些年轻的弟兄姐妹，他问我一些关于圣经的一些问题，一些知识的时候。
And for me, as one of the leaders here, I want to be able to answer them.
作为一个在神里面时间比较久的一个弟兄，如果我能够很快的、很直接的能够回答他们的问题。
And it's true, You don't have to know all the answers all the time. It's not that if someone asks and you don't know that you failed. It's not like that.
但是我想说的是，并不是说我要知道所有的东西。当有弟兄姐妹问到我一些问题的时候，如果我不知道，也并不是什么不好的事。
Yeah, but it is useful to know it quickly and to know it fast.
但是如果我们知道很多，并且我们脑子里面能够很快的反应过来。
For example, there was a student here in our youth group who was asking me a lot of questions, and she just started reading the Bible on her own, and she asked me maybe 10 questions within 5 minutes.
我们在座的有一位年轻的弟兄，他曾经问我很多的问题，五分钟问了十个问题。
It was in May. And I was able to, they're very basic questions, and a lot of you probably could have answered them also. I was able to answer all of them. But imagine if she asked them all quickly, and each one, I would be like, hold on. Just wait 1 second. Okay, she would have been bored, and then, forget it, and the lesson would have been over.
如果那位姊妹问问题的时候，每一个问题我都要去翻圣经，我自己都不是很确定的话，我想他对我也会失去信任，他也会在这段交流的时候，他会觉得非常的无聊。
I think sometimes you find yourself in that situation. You're talking to someone who has questions about God, and it's that moment that's a special moment. And a few minutes later, that chance may have passed.
我们大概也会有这样的经历，当你跟一位弟兄姐妹或者跟一个不信主的一位朋友对话的时候，如果你没有能够很直接的很快的给他一个回答，那个机会有可能就是稍纵即逝，今后就没有那样的机会跟他来分享。
So it's good to know it by heart.
所以如果我们的心里我们能够记住很多神的话语，我们明白很多神的话语，会有很大的用处。
And the last thing is, if something's important to you, you'll probably memorize it.
另外有一点，如果有些事情对你来说是非常的重要，我想更有可能会把它记住在心里。所以如果神的话语对你是那么的重要的话，
And if you have memorized something, it shows people that it is important to you.
如果你真的能够记住很多神的话语，那也就反映出神的话语对你是真的是非常的重要。
Okay, just think about people's birthdays, people who you love, or how to do something at school, or how to do something at work. If it's important to you, you'll memorize it. And when you've memorized it, it shows people, oh, it's important to this person.
就举一个另外一个例子，如果有一个人对你来说非常的重要，一般来说你会记得他的生日，对不对？
So let's look at some advice for memorizing.
所以我们现在我会跟大家来分享一些如何来背诵来记住圣经章节的一些方法。
Okay, so this is the last part. I'm going to give you some advice, and then I actually want to try it also.
所以我现在会给大家一些建议，并且我会和大家一起来试着使用这些建议来记住一些圣经章节。
Pastor Ken often admonishes the students, and he says, you can memorize all these music songs and lyrics, How come you can't memorize the Bible?
所以说，看牧师就会对很多的年轻的弟兄姐妹说：“你们能记住那么多的歌词，那么多的音乐，为什么就那么简短的几节圣经经文就记不住呢？”
And I do agree with him. I do agree with him.
我在这里深有同感。
But it's a little unfair, also.
但是看牧师说这句话的时候，我觉得是不是那么的公平
？Because we're exposed to music and songs in a different way from how we're exposed to Bible verses.
因为弟兄姐妹很多年轻的弟兄姐妹他们接触圣经和接触那些音乐的方式那些环境是不一样的
For example, when you memorize a song the first time you heard a song you heard it you didn't look at it on paper and then say oh yeah, I like this song
所以就比如说你第一次接触一个音乐接触一个歌曲的时候你是听了那个歌曲而不是说像圣经一样你读那个歌曲哦，我知道这个歌曲。
So maybe we can take some of this and apply it to God's word and use some of those same ways our mind learns to better memorize it.
所以这也是我想跟大家说的，有一个可能的方法，就是不仅是读看圣经，有可能会把它读出来。你听圣经章节，用耳朵去听。
Okay, so I'm going to go through some advice and then we're going to look at a passage together.
好，我现在会给大家讲一些技巧，然后我们一起来做一个试验。
Okay, so the first thing is you have to read it. So read it on your own. That's the first thing.
的第一个建议是你读出来，把它诵读出来，不只是用眼睛来看。
The second thing is read it out loud. Even if you're alone in your room, which may sound strange, but read it out loud.
第二就是说，即使你在一个人孤独一个人的时候，你读圣经的时候，用大声把它读出来。
That way you hear it also.
这样你就可以自己听到那圣经。
The next thing is have someone read it to you while you're following along.
第三个建议是，请其他人把那些圣经读出来，你来听。
I remember in Sunday school we were trying to memorize. The passage from the Ethiopian. We're trying to memorize that. That's Isaiah 53. We're trying to memorize the entire chapter.
我记得在主日学的时候，我们试图来背诵，就是以赛亚书，就那个埃塞比俄比亚的太监读的那个书。我们试图把那整章背下来。
It was Isaiah chapter 53, the entire thing.
以赛亚书第53章。
And my friend Yan and I were trying to memorize it, and we actually typed it into the computer and used the voice.And then the computer voice read it back to us.
当时我们把这个经文打在输到电脑里面，然后电脑用电脑的声音把它读出来，我们来听。
And I can still hear the voice of the computers, like he grew up like a tender shoot. It was like that, but I remember it, and then it helped us memorize it.
就是现在站在这里，我耳边是好像也有那个声音。当时电脑读这个以赛亚书。那篇章节的时候，那个声音在我耳边。
The next thing is rewrite the passage yourself. Write it out.
还有一个建议就是说，你用笔把圣经章节那个你要背诵的章节写下来。
That'll get your mind going, and that'll help you remember it also.
你在写的时候，你的大脑也会集中在那些章节上面，有帮助你记忆。
Okay, and I'm going to hurt some feelings right now, the younger people. But I mean, not on your phone.
下面我说的话对一些很年轻的弟兄姐妹，有可能他们觉得他们受伤。做这件事情的时候，当你写那些章节的时候，不要在你的手机上面去。
One thing that happens on your phone, for example, let's say you're just reading the passage here, and it's convenient, that's good, but it's always on this screen here. It's always on this screen.
用一个手机的缺点是手机的它的屏幕就那么大它只有那么几节
And what tends to happen is for me at least my mind remembers the screen but I don't remember what's on it
所以我当时的一个感受就是说我会记住那个屏幕但是我真的是记不住真正的内容
Whereas if I actually use the Bible if I use a system of cards which I'll show in a second I can remember oh it was near the end of the book it was at the top of the page it was next to this green thing that I put inside. There are other contextual things that helps your mind remember.
但是如果你用你的圣经，你就会记住那段圣经的经文是在那一章的什么地方，是在结尾呢，还是开始？在那一页的头上呢，还是尾上？用那个当时的一个整个一个场景，一个上下文，对我来说就更容易记住那些章节。
My brother Gerald introduced me to this system. It's by the Navigators, a group called the Navigators.
杰瑞弟兄给我推荐了一个叫 Navigator 的一个方法。
And has a bunch of different cards that you can rip out.
那个这个方法里面用很多的小卡片。
And the great thing about this is each one has a number and a letter code to it also.
Navigator 上面每一个章节它都有一个数字来帮助你。
So like, verse A1 is this. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ. And that, I know, I might not remember. I remember, that's the first one. It was the first one on the page at the top, and it was A1.
所以用这些一些小的技巧一些方式会来帮助你记忆。
And then some, a couple more things of advice. It's important to circle or highlight some key word in the verse.
还有一个小的技巧就是在你在读这个圣经章节的时候你用笔做一些记号关键词你会用一个颜色给它标注出来。
And then something more visual that might help also is drawing a picture,or having some hand motion, or body motion to help you remember something.
另外一个技巧就是用我们的视觉效应，还用我们的身体的动作、身体语言来帮助我们记忆。
Okay, so I'm going to go through those again for our specific passage, Psalm 40. Let's look at Psalm chapter 40.
好，我们下面就来做一个试验。我们翻到圣经的诗篇第四十篇。
So please turn to Psalm 40.And we'll just look at verse 1, 2, and 3.
我们就来试前面三节，第四十，诗篇四十篇一到三节。我们大家翻到诗篇四十篇。
So, maybe for about, we'll try this for about 10 minutes. Let's go through this advice that I just did. And some things you might find more helpful, some things you might find not helpful, but hopefully, at least one of these things will help you memorize this.
我们就用这三节经文来看我刚才跟大家分享的一些技巧，有些可能非常有用，有些可能不是那么的有用。
This is not a very famous psalm, but it is one of my favorites. So we'll just look at Psalm 40, 1 to 3.
我想诗篇四十篇很多弟兄姐妹有可能是不是那么的熟悉，但是对我个人来说，这是我最喜爱的诗篇之一。
Okay, so the first thing is read it quietly.On your own. And again, if you have a physical book Bible, that would be the best. So let's take 1 minute and just read it on your own.
所以我们下面一分钟，我们就自己在心里面看着圣经来默读一到三节。
Okay, go ahead. Okay, so the next thing is, I said, read it out loud on your own. Now, this is great. We're in a setting where it's okay and kind of normal. So first, I'll read it in English out loud, and we'll read English together, and then the Chinese. Okay, so just Psalm 40, 1 to 3.
下面我们会大声诵读，把它朗读出来。
Okay, I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire.He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord.
好，我们大家一起来用中文读第一章第四十篇第一到第三节。来，一起来。我曾耐心等候耶和华，他垂听我的呼求，他从坑从淤泥中把我拉出来，使我的脚立在磐石上，使我脚步稳当。他使我口唱新歌，就是赞美我们神的话。许多人必看见而惧怕，并要依靠耶和华。
Okay, sounds good already. Okay, the next thing is, I said, have someone read it to you while you follow along. So what I want to do now is just, you can use someone behind you or just someone next to you. We'll take a minute, and you read it to that person, and then they read it back to you. Same passage, as you just follow along.
下面一步我们每一位弟兄姐妹都找一个旁边坐在旁边一个搭档我们互相他给你读一遍然后你再给他读一遍
Okay, so English or Chinese, find someone and go ahead, do that for 1 minute. Ready, go. Okay, when you're done, the other person read it back to you.
好，我们现在来交换。
Okay, that's good. We can stop there.
好，我们现在安静。
Okay. All right, the next thing I said, I can see, at least in the front row, I see people are already trying to memorize the whole thing, and it looks like it's working. Okay. Okay, the next thing is rewrite or write part of the passage. Now, I know we might have not time to write the whole thing, but in your announcement bulletin, or just if you have a note or something, rewrite part of it, and then circle an important word in there.
下面我们可以找一个纸片，在纸片上面写这些经文，在写的时候把关键词给圈出来。
Okay, and then if you need a pen, I actually have a lot of pens right here. If anyone needs a pen, so.
如果你需要笔的话，这里有很多的笔。
Okay, so in your bulletin or on some other paper, just write at least part of the passage. Write it out, English or Chinese, and circle something too.
好，大家找一个有纸或者有空间，纸上面的空间，我们来写这段经文，并且做记号，做标记。
So again, write at least part of it, circle or highlight a part that's standing out to you, maybe underline something.
所以大家可以写，不一定要写全，但是重要的一些字、一些字眼，大家可以把它给标记出来。
Okay, one more minute.
再给大家一分钟。
Okay, the next thing is, if you're not finished, it's okay. We'll stop there. The next thing is to have something visual also. This could be a picture or something that will help you picture the key part of that verse.
好，下面我们试图来想象一个画面，那个画面能够帮助你来记忆，来记住这些经文。
And one thing great about the Psalms is that it's very poetic. It's very elaborate and elegant in the language.
诗篇的一个优点，一个特点就是它是一首诗，它很有诗意，所以你可以用自己的想象。
So for me personally, what helps me is I would act it out. I would just act it out myself.
对我来说，一种有帮助的方式就是我闭上眼睛，我来做那些动作，一些动作来帮助我。
So I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry.
我曾耐心等候耶和华，他垂听我的呼求。
He picked me up or lifted me up out of the slimy pit. And I make that motion for myself to remember. He lifted me up out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand.
所以从祸坑里，从淤泥中把我拉上来，使我的脚立在磐石上，使我的脚步稳健。
So I'll just do that again, just for myself. I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet, or put my feet on a rock, and gave me a firm place to stand.
我想不懂英文的看着他的动作就能想象他在说什么。
So, I mean, obviously I was preparing this and I've memorized this before, so that's what helped me when I memorized it. But what I'm trying to say is that these are the things, if you just try to memorize Bible verses, well, first of all, I hope we all see that, yes, I want to memorize Bible verses.
我想大家都有心愿意来记住很多的圣经的章节。下面就是用一些方式来帮助。
But if you just try to memorize it just by reading it, it's hard.
但是如果你就眼睛盯着圣经，想来记住这些章节。
So if it's important to us, we got to figure out ways to do it better.
所以那样是非常困难的。如果你想一些方法来帮助你，个人有个人的方法，那就会。
And I hope these methods will help you. Not with this passage. Maybe this passage doesn't speak to you. But with other important passages, these are things we can do.
不仅仅是这几节圣经。还有很多你们自己喜欢的章节，你们都可以试着用各种的方法把它能够来背诵下来。
Because as we've seen, God's word is powerful.
因为神的话语是有力量的。
It's important in our lives.
并且它对我们的生命是如此的重要。
If it's essential for you, you should memorize it.
如果它对你是如此的重要，那你就应该能够把它背诵下来。
And when you memorize it, others will see, hey, that's important in his life.
如果你把它记住，不仅对你自己，对你周遭的人也会起作用。
Okay, so last thing, just to end, let's read the passage again. If you did write it, or you could look at that, or if you did come up with some motions for yourself already, you can do those too as we read it together.
所以下面我们来再来读这三节圣经，我们可以用各种方式。如果你有一个标注的一个小卡片，或者你愿意做一些身体的动作，或者你闭上眼睛来想象一个画面，我们用自己喜欢的方式来诵读这几节圣经。
Or you could turn to your neighbor and read it now. So first we'll do English.And then Chinese.
我们先来用英文，然后用中文。
Okay, ready? I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord.
好，我们下面用中文啊，来。他垂听我的呼求，他从祸坑里、从淤泥中把我拉上来，他使我的脚立在磐石上，使我脚步稳当。他使我口唱新歌，就是赞美神的话。许多人必看见而惧怕。并要依靠耶和华。
May God bless the reading of His word.
愿神祝福我们用心来读他的话语。
Okay, let's pray together.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, thank you for this time that we could look into your word.
主，我们感谢你给我们这段宝贵的时间来一起来诵读，来学习你的话语。
Lord, we see how it has spoken to the lives of our brothers and sisters and into our own lives.
我们看到神的话语是怎么样来通过我们的生命，通过弟兄姐妹的生命来对我们说话。
We see how your word is crucial to the history of the church.
我们看到神的话语对教会的历史是如此的重要。
Lord, let it inspire us and teach us how to live our lives to honor you.
神的话语来激励我们，来教导我们怎么样来跟随神。
Lord, we also ask for your strength and your wisdom in how to read it, how to interpret it, and how to remember it.
神也求你给我们力量，给我们智慧，让我们能够来诵读神的话语，能够来明白神的话语，来使用神的话语。
So that we can use it for your glory and also to spread the gospel to others who do not know you.
我们用神的话语来荣耀你的名，能让更多的人来听到福音。
Lord, so we thank you for all these things and pray in Jesus' name.
为着这一切神，我们感谢你。我们如此祷告，乃是奉救主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen. If you have a pen, they're actually Pastor Ken's pens, and he's not here, so we do have to return them.